pulled himself away a few feet, started trying to guess the damage to his leg. Didn't feel like a compound fracture. Hurt bad enough, though. Bodies lay all around him. Only Bowman seemed to be breathing. Packing snow around the leg helped numb it a little. People were yelling above. He saw Case jumping around, waving, pointing. He looked. The thing from the pot was coming. It wasn't 100 yards away, and nothing seemed able to stop it. Mantas pounded it with their lightnings. It didn't pay them any attention. It had only one thought. The silver spike. Case was trying to get him to get the spike and get it up top before the thing got hold of it. Bowman's rolled over, got to his hands and knees, shook his head, looked around dumbly, spotted the thing, turned almost as pale as the snow. He croaked,
"I'll try to hold it off! Find the spike! Get it up to Darling!"
He staggered to his feet, tottered toward the thing. Raven supposed it really could not be called the Limper anymore, though the Taken's insanity, ambition, and rage drove it. He looked for some sign of the spike. The pain in his leg was the worst he had felt since Croker had got him with the lady's arrow. Chapter 79. Raven finally seemed to get it through his skull what he wanted. I'd already volunteered to go down. Darling wouldn't let me. "Now," I signed, "looks like his leg is broke." She nodded. Bowman's hit the thing from the pot with a grandpa power spell. It stopped the thing in its tracks. It went down on its belly, lay there glowing biliously, making a nasty whining noise. A couple of Night Stalkers brought Brigadier Wildbrand back up. She had a busted arm and some busted ribs and looked like death on a stick, but she was ready to fight. I told her, "I think you're the top Imperial left." She looked at the mess, said, "Yes," but seemed fresh out of ideas. A talking stone dropped out of the sky, hit the rampart. It was my old buddy with the scar. He wanted orders from the White Rose. The White Rose didn't have any orders. Raven scrabbled around in the snow. The thing from the pot started moving again. Centaurs raced around it, throwing javelins. Bowman's spell had softened its protection. Most of the javelins got through. The thing looked like a porcupine, but it didn't seem to notice or care about the missiles. Talk about your single-minded obsessions. Bowman's popped it again. Stopped it in its tracks again, too. It smoldered. The javelins burned. But it was not out of the game. It was just stalled. Bowman's looked up, shrugged. What more could he do? Raven kept digging in the snow, dragging his broken leg. He didn't bother looking around to see what was gaining on him.